We're up to Perek Yud. Okay, after Zehirus and Zrizus, a person learned to be careful with what he does, and be very careful not to do anything that's osur, and to be a Zoriz in doing what's right. So the next midah is Nikius. Midas hanikius hu hayosa adam noki legamri mikol midara mikol ched. Here it's a much higher level, we'll see, where a person is totally clean of any bad midos and any ched. Okay, and it's like we said last week, it's pretty high madrega, and even though it's a high madrega, there are inyanim to understand what it is, and even to mekayim it partially, that some people on a partial level can, lagavi, certain things reach this midah, even though it can't be an everything. And like Reb David said last week also, there's an inyan to know higher madregas, so you have an understanding of what they are, so you can work towards them, or you can have a she'ifa for them, and just a she'ifa itself sometimes is beneficial. Lo daimi masha chet bo mefurs v'goli. Now we're talking about, till now, you could be careful not to do things that were openly wrong, and to do things that are open mitzvahs and openly right. Elagam kemi masha halev niftebo lahoras heter v'dover. Now we're talking about being free of even things that on the surface you can fool yourself into thinking they're okay, or they're not necessary. Yeah, that's like, you know, not necessary. That's really okay. But you're really fooling yourself. Because if you would really be pure and not have any connection to the chait, you would recognize it as a chait. But since you're not completely separated from it, so you can fool yourself, and the madriga you're on can be like a shochad to blind your eyes from seeing that there's really something wrong with it. Shekasher nachrala be'emes nimtza shelo haya heterahu liralo el mipnei hayos halev adayin nagua k'tzas min ataiva kilo tir mimenu mikol v'kol. In other words, if you would really cleanse yourself from any connection to having a desire to do that chait, not just you didn't do it, and not just to stay away from the obvious parts of it, then you would be able to see that what you're dealing with is not really mutter. You fooled yourself into thinking it's okay, right? But you're only able to fool yourself because you weren't separated from that chay completely. But if you separate yourself from it completely, then you'll be able to see it in a more objective way and know that what you thought is okay is really not okay. And he's going to go in the next few prokim of discussing the very fine points of chatoyim that people convince themselves there's nothing wrong with it, but really there's something wrong if you really see it properly. That's why, since you still have a connection, you still are drawn towards that chait, even though you don't do it openly, but you still have a connection to it, and you're drawn towards it, so you're able to fool yourself into thinking that certain things that are really part of the chait, you don't see as being any problem. Shemasheres hatayva achareha, hine riyoso tia brura legamrei, v'havchanoso zaka, v'lo tetehu hachemdo l'shum dover, elokol mashu chet, afilu shiakal, shebekalei achatoyim, takireu shura, v'tarchikeu mimen. Basically what he's saying is, that as long as you have a connection to the chet, and you still desire it, even though you can control yourself, and you won't do it, you're not going to be able to see the fine and subtle points of that chait, because you're going to be subjective, because you have a desire for that chait, and your desire is going to blind your eyes from seeing the more subtle parts of the chait. You've mastered, to a certain degree, staying away from the more obvious parts of the chait. But the more subtle parts, you're going to fool yourself into thinking there's nothing wrong with it. Kiloshon hazeh omru chachomim al ha-shleimim ha-metarim ma-seim tahara rabba shelo yiyah b'hem afilu nidnu dovara nikiyeh hadashi b'Yerushalayim. That is what nikiyus means. And they refer to the nikiyeh hadas b'Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara says the nikiyeh hadas b'Yerushalayim used to do certain things. Okay? One of the things they did is they never sat down at a meal until they investigated who they're sitting down with. So they didn't sit down with people that could be a bad influence on them. They never assigned a shtar until they found out who's also signing. And the Svarim say what it means is they have a total disassociation from anything negative. They didn't even remotely associate with negative things. So they're totally removed from it. It's a very high madriga. Okay? And also, they remove themselves in their own actions from anything that's similar to that cheder. He's going to give examples in the prakim to come up. But, for instance, a person who's a zahir and he's a zahir, he doesn't steal. Okay? He's not going to take somebody else's money or whatever. But if he's not completely pure and cleansed of the desire to have other people's things, just he's in control, he doesn't do it, but he still has that those ivas, right, then things that maybe aren't so clear, things that are more subtle, right, using somebody else's thing without their permission, but you convince yourself that they probably wouldn't mind, right? So I'll just borrow his car without telling him. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But what's it called? You know, something that there are heterim. If it's a dvar mitzvah and it doesn't get used up and usually you don't damage it, you could borrow somebody's thing because nichalei l'nish levet mitzvah v'monei. And sometimes you can assume that people, certain things, they of course they would let you use if what's it called, you know, come to shul and you don't have your sitter and you want to use their sitter. Or even not mitzvah things. I'm trying to give an example. I don't know, you walk in and somebody has a cup or something and a plastic cup, he has thousands of them, and I take one. So I assume that, you know, a person's probably not makbid, and if he's not makbid, it's okay to do, even though using it up. But you can sometimes convince yourself that it's okay and he wouldn't mind and he does mind. And then it's gzela to even borrow something without rishus is like a neva. So it's a very subtle kind of gzela though. So you can fool yourself into thinking it's okay. So if you're not completely disassociated from the even the desire to do that thing, you haven't reached this level of totally cleansing yourself of it, you're careful not to do it, your zor is to do what's right, but you haven't totally disassociated yourself with the thing that's wrong, then there's always a chance that you'll fool yourself into thinking that it's okay to do what you're doing. Now you can see the difference between a person who's zohir and a person who's naki. A person who's on the level of zahirus and the person who's on the level of nakius. Even though they're very similar, and he's going to explain that zahirus, shlemus, the perfection of zahirus is nakius, being totally cleansed of the sin, not just being careful with it. And the perfection of zrizus is tahara. The next mantra is the next one. Should be. Precious. No, they said the what's it called? The perfection of I think maybe it's not precious. It's I think tahara. Precious and the kiyas go together, but tahara is more the perfection of zrizus. In any case, even though they're very similar, being careful not to do an aveira is very similar to be disassociated from it completely, but they're not exactly the same. Hazoyeru. Zohar is somebody who's careful not to do something that is clearly a sin, that everybody knows is wrong. He's perfected himself to be very careful not to do anything like that. But he hasn't cleansed himself from the desire to do that sin completely. He still has the desire. Even though he's working on controlling himself, right? The madreig of zahirus. And next week we'll speak about this in more detail, is where you still want to do the Aveira, even if it's subconscious, but you control yourself not to do it. Nikias is where you've cleansed yourself of even the desire to do it. The Afal Kol Panim Cheshek HaChumrios Oseh Shelo LaAsiso LeFatoso. But after he says now Av Omnam Achar Sheyisragel HaAdam HaHergel Gadol B'Zehirus, after you condition yourself with Zehirus, you have to start with the Zehirus Ad Sheyinakem Nikoyon Rishon Min HaChatayim For Samim, and you cleanse yourself at least from the open sins, the Yargil Asma Bavodav Zrizus, and then you go to Zrizus, the Tigbar Boa Avel Boro Vachem Dei Love, and then you substitute your desire for negative things with your desire for good things, then you can cleanse yourself completely. You don't even have a desire to do the bad. Once you don't have a desire, you can see very objectively what's good and what's bad. Hine koach ha-hergel hazeh yarchik also minyone ha-chomer v'yad b'gdaito el ha-shlemus ha-nafshi and she-sof sof yuchal agil el ha-nikoyin ha-sholim. Then you come to Nikoyin. She-chvar yicha be-eish ha-taiva ha-gufonis milibo. Okay, now, what we'll discuss next week, if you think about it, is the following. Now, what he's saying, l'chore, is that it is superior not to want to do the bad than to want to do it and to hold yourself back. The Rambam in Shmona Prokim has a shaila. What's bigger? A person who wants to do something wrong but holds himself back. So he had a milcham of his yetzer hara and he's able to control it and overpower it. Right? So that's a tremendous madrega. He's overpowered his yetzer hara. Or a person who's cleansed himself of the yetzer hara, doesn't have any desire for it. Which is greater? So, well then, so the Gemara, the Rambam says, the Chora from a Gemara, you could say that it's clearly that a person should have a taiva and overpower it. And that's really what you're supposed to do. And not have any taiva for the thing that's wrong, but have it and conquer it. Where do we see that? The Gemara says a person shouldn't say, I just can't stand pork. Right? It's disgusting. I wouldn't want to ever eat such a thing. Right? But rather, efshi. Probably tastes very good. And if it wouldn't be that it's Osir, I'd probably love to eat it. But what can I do? The Torah said it's Osir, and therefore I have to control my desire for it, overpower it, and not eat it. What do you see from there? That it's superior for a person to want to do the thing that's wrong, and yet to control himself and not do it. Okay. Yet, the Rambam says, that's only by things that are mitzvah shamios, where there's no intrinsic reason why there's something wrong to eat chazer. The only reason it's wrong to eat chazer is because God said not to do it. But in mitzvahs sichlios, where there's something logical about the mitzvah, seemingly this is all on the surface level. Next week we'll see it's not so simple. For instance, murder. Okay? A person shouldn't walk around all day saying, oh, I just love to murder people. But what can I do? God said you can't do it. No, here the Rabban Shem wants you to perfect your character where you wouldn't want to murder. Where the kind of person who doesn't want to murder people. Right? Shouldn't walk around all day saying, oh, I just love to be a cannibal. Right? It's probably great. But what can I do? God said you can't be a cannibal. No. You should perfect your character where you wouldn't even think of ever wanting to, you know, we eat another person or whatever. You should reach the level where you don't want to do it. Now, Shain came things where there's no reason why you shouldn't want to do it except for the fact that Torah said it's Osir. There, the Rambam says, Te'ena Chanami, better to want it and to hold yourself back than to say, well, I wouldn't want it at all. We'll see, it's not so simple. But that's what the Rambam says. Seemingly over here, he's saying that the higher Madrega is Nikias in everything. To come to a level where you don't want to do the Avera. Not where you want to do it. So that Lechora is in contradiction to, at least by some mitzvahs, where the Gemara says it's better to say I'd want to do it, but what can I do? The Torah says it's awesome. And here he's saying that the highest level is Lechora, even in those mitzvahs, because he doesn't distinguish, to say that I don't want to do it at all. I don't have any desire for it. So, which is...
Harab?
Yeah.
But he's saying you're going through a tahlich. You've already been there. You've been in the situation where you wanted it, and you think it looks yummy, and you really like it, but you've now got to a different stage where these sort of things aren't important to you.
Yeah, but the only thing is, the Rambam, the Gemara seems to say that there is no idea of getting to a higher stage. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't reach that higher stage. That's not a higher stage. The higher stage is wanting it and conquering your Yetzirah. And at least, according to the Rambam, by mitzvah shamios, that applies. According to him, you're right. You can reach a higher stage where you don't even want it, and he doesn't distinguish between mitzvahs that are rational or super rational. That's the problem.
In order maybe to come to that level of not wanting to do it, you have to win your Yetzirah a bunch of times in order to come to that. There's no way to just not, no, I don't want...
Is that desirable? Should you want to come to that level where you don't want to do it anymore, or should you always want to do it and conquer your Yetzirah? Again, the Gemara seems to say that you shouldn't say, I don't want to do it, just like this. You should want to do it and conquer your Yetzirah. And it seems that that's the ideal. It's not just you're allowed to do that. The Gemara says, lo yomar, a person shouldn't say, efshi. He should say, efshi, but ma'aseh. So it seems that that's the highest level. And here he's saying that's not the case.
How is that?
All right, we can discuss it next week.